Welcome to the December issue of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. It's been a busy year, including two special issues, one on music-induced hearing disorders, and the other on intelligent audio processing, semantics, and interaction. We're extremely grateful to our guest editors, authors, and reviewers for working so very hard to make all of these issues possible. And while we're talking gratitude, thanks also to our authors, editors, and reviewers for their hard work in the past year. We've 8 papers in this month's edition, the first of which is from Wolfgang Klippel and William Cardenas on modeling rocking modes in transducers. Rocking motion of the diaphragm is particularly problematic in transducers that don't have a spider, such as headphones and micro speakers. It can cause rubbing of the voice coil, and it limits the low frequency output. So the authors have come up with a new model to describe how that happens and a way of measuring it. The same two authors follow on with a second paper, this time on root cause analysis of rocking modes. They show that only a very small asymmetrical force is needed to set up critical rocking behavior that ends up with more energy than the desired piston motion. Identifying the imbalances that lead to this and identifying suitable diagnostic techniques is the main focus of this second paper. Antonin Novak and his colleagues revisit the topic of maximum length sequence measurements, going into how MLS can be used with devices that are not synchronous and which may have different sampling frequencies. They manage to show that the modifications to classical MLS are not difficult or expensive in terms of computation, and demonstrate the relevance to applications such as measurement of mobile phone frequency responses. In yet another paper in a series on the emotional effects of audio processing, Ronald Moe, Richard So, and Andrew Horner examine how reverberation affects the space of musical instrument emotional characteristics. They find that each musical instrument seems to have a particular emotional attribute space, and that this is not affected much by reverberation. Listeners seem to be highly consistent in ranking the instruments processed with different types of reverberation. Hyung-Kook Lee follows with a discussion of how vertical sound images can be rendered using perceptual band allocation and a 2D speaker array. The technique aims to control the degree of vertical image spread by mapping different frequency bands to different loudspeaker layers. He finds that perceptual band allocation can significantly increase the vertical image spread compared to a sound presented in just one loudspeaker layer. Our sixth paper describes a comparison in a concert hall between real loudspeaker sources and virtual ones created using wave field synthesis, undertaken by Sebastia Gari and his colleagues. The virtual versions seem to result in a slower buildup of the sound field and a more distributed direct sound than the real loudspeakers, with a brighter timbre and a higher degree of envelopment. Listeners also seem to prefer the virtual sources to the real ones. Next, there's some work on the individualization of HRTFs using frontal projection headphones and a spherical head model. Kashik Sundar and Woon Sengan explain that virtual audio synthesis often results in front-back confusions and other side effects when HRTFs are not individualized. The method they describe seems to avoid the need for tedious acoustical measurements for each individual. Important peaks and notches in the spectrum are extracted and then shifted in frequency depending on the elevation angle. Subjects seemed to be able to localize sources processed using this approach, with results similar to those obtained with individualized measurements. To finish up this month's lineup, there's then a paper on semantic audio by Lazarus Vrisis and his co-workers. It looks into the handling of crowdsourced audio annotations of audio events, using an approach that aims to create continuously updated ground truth data. This way, a system can classify audio events with little prior knowledge and without needing complicated pattern recognition systems and taxonomies. In the second part of the December journal, there's a substantial report on the Los Angeles convention that took place earlier this year. If you missed the convention, it's the next best thing to being there, and you can also take a look at some of the recently uploaded AES Live videos on our website. This month's feature tackles the topic of virtual reality audio for games. Believability is one of the most important themes in the discussions that took place during the convention. There's also the thorny topic of how to adapt mixes to different headphones. The workflows, tools, and renderers for virtual reality production are rapidly evolving. There are also many different paths to a similar end, and yet little agreement about how best to pass content through the chain in the most convenient and seamless way. Despite that, the level of enthusiasm and creativity in the field is considerable, with a lot of work going on to address these issues. Sophisticated commercial solutions are emerging that aim to handle the connections between creative control of sound scenes and their technical implementation. In this issue, we also publish calls for contributions to the upcoming AES conferences on sound reinforcement and automotive audio. So if you're working in either of those areas, now is the time to get your thinking hat on and make sure your work is represented. Also this month, Ronald Arts and Oki Yoelches say goodbye to a much-loved former colleague from the Netherlands section. Peter Swart served on the Netherlands Committee in numerous roles and chaired a number of AES conventions in Amsterdam. He also became VP for the Northern Europe region. He died in November after a long and successful professional career. Finally, you'll find a review of the latest edition of Bob Katz's widely appreciated book on mastering, along with our regular news of section activities, new products and developments. All this and much more in the December issue of the AES Journal. Download the issue today at www.aes.org. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.